And I think one of the things that all of us battle with, don't like to, but it's just part of living in this life, is fear. There's a certain dread that comes, just maybe it's something from your job, maybe it's something in your health, maybe it's something that's going on in your life. There's always things that stir up in our thoughts, stir up in our mind, and cause us to be fearful. It's that uncertainty about things that we can dwell upon, and as we really focus our attention upon it, dwelling upon something, an uncertainty that we start to dwell upon suddenly manifests and becomes a fear. And fear can be debilitating in our lives. There's a lot of places that the Bible talks to us about fear. In fact, I read somewhere that somebody said that 365, I don't know what version they were reading, but they said there's 365 places in the Word of God where you see the phrase, fear not. So the instruction that we're given by God is to fear not. God knows that in this fallen world we live in, fear is going to be a part of it. There are things that bring us fear. And there's maybe things that you're facing today that are causing you to be fearful. Maybe it's your finances or your health or your marriage or something with your kids. Maybe it's just the emotions. Whatever it is that you're fearful of, heed this. 365 times in the Word of God, God's Word says, fear not. His instruction for us is to not fear. That's one for every day. Every day you can get up and you can find a different verse that says, fear not. Every day of the year you can get up and you can go find a different verse where you see the same instruction that God's given you to fear not. It's not something he says, well, you're better off if you don't give yourself over to fear. No, he says, fear not. Fear not. In other words, there's no reason for you to fear. In fact, it's a command. Fear not. Do not give yourself to fear. Fear is like so many things in life. It's a choice that we have. I either give myself over to that choice, or I can choose something else. Now, maybe there's something in your life, circumstances, that today, either as you start this week, it's for today, this Monday, or maybe it's something that's going on this week, but you're starting off your week and there's already something there that's causing you to be fearful. Well, you've got a choice today. Whatever that subject is, whatever that thought is, whatever that idea is, whatever that situation is that's causing you to be fearful, you got a choice. You can either dwell upon that, you can magnify that, you can bring that to full thought, full measure in your mind, or you can choose to believe what God's Word says. You can choose to stand on His Word. You can choose to believe that if He said, fear not, He's not going to tell you to do something that He hasn't already empowered you to do. God's not going to say, fear not, if it's not possible for you to choose not to fear. He's not going to instruct you to do something that's beyond the realm of your capability to do. If God said, fear not, then you can choose to not give yourself over to fear. Now, that doesn't mean that we walk through our lives and not paying any attention to the things that are going on. That doesn't mean that we don't pay attention to the circumstances. So when there's warnings to us, when there's warning things in life, when there's a flashing warning sign, you don't just ignore it and go through it. And when there's warnings in your life, things that just pop up that show you there's something coming up. When things pop up, you can either obsess over that and give yourself over to fear, or you can choose to be aware of it, to know about it, but you pray about that situation, and then you keep moving forward. You don't give yourself over to fear. You keep moving forward. You keep believing what the Word is, the promises that you have. You believe those things, and you know you don't have to give yourself over to fear. So today, why put yourself in the position of being in fear? In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 35, the prophet is talking about the promised return, the promised return back to Jerusalem, back to the city that was theirs, back to their own country, back to the country and the land that God had given them. So the people of God are all in captivity. But here's the prophet reminding them of the promise and encouraging them. And he says in verse number 4, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with recompense, He will come and He will save you. So here's what the prophet is saying. Fear not. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, God will come. This is the promise that Isaiah gave to those who were in captivity, and it's the same promise because it's the same God. Again, if you can find 365 places in the Bible where God says, fear not, here's one of them. If you can find 365 places, that's God saying over and over and over again, listen, you can choose not to fear. You have no reason to fear. And if the prophet is saying here, the prophet speaking for God, If he says, say to them that are of a fearful heart, is that you today? Would you say you're of a heart of peace today? Or would you qualify yourself as being someone who today is facing a situation or facing a circumstance, facing something in your life where you would categorize yourself as being of a fearful heart? If you're of a fearful heart today, then listen to this word. This is God's word speaking to you. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Now, God's not going to say be strong, again, if it's not possible for you to be strong. And if you sit back and you say, I feel like I have no strength. I'm not a strong person. I don't feel any strength within me. I can't do that. God wouldn't say be strong, and he didn't say be strong in your strength. He's saying, be strong because I have the strength for you. In me is the strength. You look towards me, and I will give you the strength. You be strong, but you've got to choose to be strong. You've got to choose to believe that that's a promise for you. You've got to choose that you can have the strength of Jesus Christ working and flowing through you. The promise of his word. What is he going to choose today? If you're one that would say that you are of a fearful heart, first thing he says is, to those that have a fearful heart, say to them, be strong. So God is saying to you right now, if you're facing something, maybe it's a court appearance, maybe it's something that you're expecting news from someone, maybe it's not even, from comparatively to the things I'm talking about, maybe your life's not being threatened by a disease, but maybe you're waiting to hear about, an estimate of a repair on your house, and you're worried about hearing what that is because you don't have the money for it. I mean, fear can be even in the small things. The enemy of your soul can take even the small things. And if I will put my mind on it and think about it, I'm thus magnifying it, making it bigger. And once I make it bigger, it gets so big that it's in my vision. That's all I see. And I obsess over it. Even the small things, it's easy to obsess over. God's saying, fear not. Be strong. He's telling you that you have the strength. In him, you have the strength. Be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God is coming. The word behold means to have a sense of expectation. Behold is saying it's already done. Now see it. Expect it. Now see it, because it's about to come. Everything in our life is a choice. I can either choose to give myself over to the fears, or I can choose to give myself over to the promises that I have in the Word of God. Now, I was reading something, and they were talking about fear, and you've probably heard, something similar to this. I've heard various percentages on this. But every single person experiences fear in their life. We all do. That's part of the fallen world that we live in. And it's part of the nature of this flesh that we live in. The question is, do I give myself over to it, or do I give myself over to confidence and trust in his word? But since we're in a fallen world, fear is something that we do have to deal with. And there's been surveys done. Listen to these numbers. They say on average, for the average person, when you fear something, 60% of the things that people tend to fear turn out to be absolutely nothing. They feared something that was never even truly a problem. They feared something that never was even an issue. It just appeared to be. It was something they were worried about, and in worry, they gave themselves over to fear. But they were fearful about something that never even existed. It was the thought. It was the concept. So 60% of the things that you are fearful of have, in point of fact, are not even existent. Are not even in existence. They're not even real. There's nothing there. 60% of the things that you fear, it's not even real and will never be an issue in your life. That's 60%. 10% of the things that we fear are things that are of such minimal importance that they won't even affect you. 10% of the things that we worry about and that we fear are so insignificant in our lives that even if they are reality and even if you have to deal with them, they're so small, it doesn't even impact your life at all. I forgot the other 10%. Hopefully it'll come to me before this is done. But there's another 10%, which is along those same lines. It's basically things that will never... Oh, that's what it is. 10% is something that will never even come to pass. 10% of the things you worry about and fear about will never even take place. They might have a modicum of reality, potential reality, but they never even take place. So 60% don't even exist. 10% exist as a truth, but never actually come to pass. The potential is there, but it never actually comes to pass. 10% of the things are real, but they're so small and so insignificant, it doesn't really affect your life at all. So right there we have, what, 60, 70, 80%. You know, one of those is 20. So that gets us up to 90%. That means only 10% of the things you actually fear, that you actually spend time thinking about, that you actually spend time worrying and laboring over, those things that you're anxious about, there's only 10% of them that have any basis in true reality. And of that, they say 4% of the things you fear actually turn out to be something you have to deal with. That's amazing. So let's go to those numbers again. 60% of the things that you fear are just not even real. It's things that are not even real. 20%. 20% of the things that we fear have, in fact, a reality. The potential is there, and it's reality, but nothing ever comes of it. 10% of the things that we fear are real and do come to pass, but they're so insignificant, it doesn't really affect our lives at all. And then out of the rest of that, only 4% actually comes to any point of having something you have to deal with, something that you really could have been fearful of if you gave yourself over to fear. That's amazing. And yet we spend, there's things that you're thinking about today and you're worried about today that are just eroding your confidence and eroding your faith. These are the things that erode the power of the Word of God in our lives because we've given ourselves over to fear. Now let me read that to you one more time. Isaiah chapter 35, verse number 4. Say to them that are of a fearful heart. If that's you today, then take heart. This is God's word speaking to you. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. What are you going to choose today? Are you going to choose the strength of the Lord? Not your strength. If you're thinking to yourself, I don't have that kind of strength, don't worry about it. This doesn't rely upon your strength. This is not the necessity is not that your strength is adequate. Don't even worry about it. It's not your strength. It's God's strength. God says be strong. It's His strength. So if you have a fearful heart, are you going to choose to be fearful or are you going to choose the strength of God, which is not only available to you, it's actually already yours. You got to choose to believe it, though. Be strong. Fear not. You've got to choose to not give yourself over to fear. To say fear not, that means you're making the choice. I would even recommend this to you. If I'm in your position and you're fearful today about something, I would verbally say, I'm not giving myself over to fear. I do not give myself to fear. I trust the Word of God. I trust you, Jesus. I will not choose fear. I choose not to fear. I will not. I will not give myself over to fear. I would say those things. The power of life and death is in the tongue. When you speak things, you're even speaking to your mind and making your mind line up with the Word of God. So be strong, accept the strength of the Lord, choose to not fear, make that choice. Again, I would even say it. And behold, your God will come. If you will choose the strength of God, and if you will choose to say, I will not give myself over to fear, behold, in other words, open up your eyes and look, because here it comes. Your God will come and your answer, your deliverance will come. That's an amazing word for today. What are you fearful of? Are you fearful about your health? Are you fearful about your marriage? Are you fearful about your job, your finances? Are you fearful about even small things or large things? What are you fearful of today? Here's God speaking to you through the prophet Isaiah. And you can read this for yourself. It's Isaiah chapter 35, verse number 4. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, accept the strength of God. Fear not, choose, say, I will not give myself over to fear. And then once you do those two things, behold, open up your eyes, look and see, have that sense of expectancy, because your God will come. And with God comes that deliverance, which is already promised to you through Jesus Christ. That's Isaiah chapter 35, verse number 4. Let's all put fear out of our minds today.